This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is Earth Matters and I'm Tuna Camilla. Rounding up the stories from the recent COP23 in Bonn, Germany, is some good news on the local front.
I feel elated, actually, of this historic event. Succeeded faster than earlier than I thought. In fact, I didn't expect it by this meeting. We are working very hard. I have been pushing my officers and ministry to work very hard. So that makes me feel success is there.
Just a little bit of background to Malaysia's climate change commitment. The country is fully committed to being a low carbon and eventually a carbon neutral society, aiming to achieve this by 2050. Malaysia has also pledged to cut national carbon emission intensity by 45% by 2030 based on 2005 levels. More climate action will be expected of us, and the announcement of the country's first Green Climate Fund readiness project might just help accelerate Malaysia's efforts. At the UN climate change negotiations, Malaysia's Minister of Natural Resources and Environment, Datuk Sri Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar, announced that the Carbon Trust will partner with the ministry to deliver the project.
Malaysia submitted an ambitious NDC 2015, where it seeks to reduce its emission intensity to GDP by 45% relative to 2005. Intensity level by 2030. The second output of the approved GCF Reduce project will identify strategic mitigation program and technology needs assessment in energy sector. It will help in strengthening our NDC roadmap. The energy sector contributes to 80% of the total greenhouse gases emission in Malaysia. It's therefore imperative that the mitigation program undertaken will contribute significantly toward achieving our mitigation action for national and international reporting and policy planning. I'm happy to note that the Carbon Trust will use their expertise and tool to achieve the desired output in the shortest time.
The Green Climate Fund is the largest fund dedicated to climate action, with more than $10 billion already pledged. The Readiness and Preparatory Support Program provides not just funding but technical assistance to strengthen the capacities of developing countries to access climate finance. Here's Tom DeLay, CEO of Carbon Trust.
But as the Carbon Trust, we've been working in Malaysia since 2013. We did some work in the early days on an EU switch program, and we developed a labelling scheme for building materials in Malaysia. From 2014 onwards, we've been working with a number of city councils in the KL region to develop action plans and five-year plans for the development of sustainable communities and cities. And in doing that, we have been partners of both Greentech Malaysia and Kemandu. At the moment, we're working with Kita on a framework for combined heat and power in Malaysia. So our story goes back about 5 years, and now we're looking forward, I think, in a very positive way to the next stage of our development as an organisation and the support that we can offer in Malaysia. But whilst the act of the work and the programme is exciting in itself, to be honest, I will only say that we have succeeded if the outcomes are outstanding. And we will be very much focused on the outcomes. And so hopefully next time we have an opportunity to talk about GCF readiness in the Malaysian context, we'll be talking about the results, the outcomes, the achievements that we've had, not about the process that we took to get there. I'm sure the process will be great, but the outcomes will be greater still.
The country's first GCF readiness project will focus on three areas: to prioritise potential energy sector mitigation programmes, to support a Malaysian organisation to become a direct access entity, and to develop a concept for a Malaysian Green Cities Fund. These activities are expected to commence in late 2017. The Carbon Trust has worked in Malaysia since 2013, but this could be the big push forward in enabling Malaysia to access the resources it needs in support of its mitigation and adaptation objectives. And that wraps up the hour on Earth Matters. For more conversations on climate change, you can always download the BFM app and listen to our Earth Matters podcasts. I'm Tina Kamila, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.